أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained how Qiyamah will come in, one aspect of it, and how people then will be, the world will come to an end, and then after 40 years, Allah Ta'ala will bring the day of Qiyamah in. So when the day will come, Allah Ta'ala says, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظَلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. پھر آج کے دن ظلم نہ ہوگا کسی جی پر. On that day there will be no oppression, zulam, nothing done wrong to anyone in the least, but nobody will be accused or punished of anything which he did not do, not in the slightest, but there will be complete justice on that day. In this world we see many people who get away with big, big crimes and they are never caught, but on the day of Qiyamah they will be brought to justice. Yeah, some people are framed sometimes and their whole life they spend in jail for which they were not guilty. But on the day of Qiyamah, justice will be done to everyone fully and fairly. وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَا إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. اور وہی بدلہ پاؤ گے جو کرتے تھے. And a person will only get the returns of that which he had done. Whatever good he had done, no matter how small, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Even if it is just one atom, he will get the reward of it. And a person who has done one little bit of evil, he did not ask for forgiveness, he did not make tawbah, and Allah did not forgive him, then he will face the consequences on that day. In other words, it's a day of complete justice, a day of complete recompense. For whatever a person had done, he will get the reward of it fully on the day of Qiyamah. And once that is done, then there will be two groups that will be made. The one group, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمِ فِي شُغْلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. تحقیق بہشت کے لوگ آج ایک مشغلہ میں ہے باتیں کرتے. The people of Jannat, that will be one group and they will be occupied. And what will be their occupation? That they will be in great enjoyment and pleasure. Then their occupation will be pleasure and enjoyment. Yeah, a person's occupation, he has got to work, etc. There they will be eating and drinking, joking. That will be their occupation, the people of Jannat. In other words, they will be in great enjoyment. هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون. وہ اور ان کی عورتیں سایوں میں تختوں پر بیٹھے ہیں تکیہ لگائے. They and their spouses, their wives, they will be sitting in the shades of Jannat and on sitting on very great royal pedestals, like great thrones of queens and kings, they will be resting on there. There will be those big pillows on the sides on which they can take support. In other words, every form of the greatest pleasure and enjoyment which a person cannot even imagine in this world, they will be blessed with that. لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةُ وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ. ان کے لئے وہاں سے ہے میوے اور ان کے لئے ہے جو کچھ مانگے. They will have fruit there, fruit which we never ever heard the name or could dream of in this world. There will be such fruit in Jannat for them. And more than that, whatever they will ask. In other ayats, whatever they will desire. In other ayats, what they cannot desire and ask also, what they did not know. Those pleasures Allah Ta'ala will bless them with. There they will enjoy forever. Salamun. Salam, it will be just peace there from every side. Yeah, a person all the time has got some worry. What can happen? I can suffer a stroke now. I can get a heart attack now. Robbers can come and attack me. All the time a person has got some worry. In Jannat there will be absolutely no worry. It will be just peace from every side. Never will the spouses of Jannat become upset with a person. Never will there be any argument. instruments. Never will a geyser burst there. Never will there be a water leak. Never will there be an electricity leak. Nothing whatsoever. Just peace and enjoyment all the time. قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ بُولْنَا هِي رَبْ مِهِرْبَانْ سَيْ. And this will be a word from Allah, who is the most merciful. When the people of Jannah, they will be having all the enjoyments, suddenly they will see something like a white cloud above them. It will attract their attention when they will look up, and then that it will become more and more intense. And from there, Allah will speak to them and tell and make salam to them. And the salam of Allah will be so enjoyable that a person cannot imagine. Yeah, if your little child, your grandchild, 2-year-old comes and makes you salam, you feel so happy that this child has made me. Somebody who is very dear and beloved to you, the greatest will be Allah. And Allah will make salam. And these people will have peace in every way. And that will be the one side. On the other side, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ اور تم الگ ہو جاؤ آج اے گھنگارو. And O sinners and transgressors and wrongdoers, you separate yourself completely. In dunya, you are living with the righteous and the pious, perhaps under one roof in one house also, but now get separated. All the sinners will be separated from the righteous people. You are living in one town, one community. You are working together in a shop, wherever. But on that day, the righteous will be sent to Jannat and they will have all the pleasures. And the wrongdoers and transgressors will be asked to be separated from them. Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam Allah ta'budu shaitan. Maine na keh rakha tha tumko e Adam ke aulad ke na poojo shaitan ko. And it will be said to these wrongdoers, did I not take a promise from you, O children of Adam, that you should not worship Shaitan? You should not be obedient to him and don't go on what he tells you, all the wrong that he tells you to do. And how many people are getting involved in the wrong of Shaitan? Listening to what Shaitan tells us, we look wherever we want to, we speak whatever we want to, we make our weddings as we want to, we send our children to wrong places, and all the wrong that we are doing, this is all listening to Shaitan. So Allah will ask, did I not tell you not to obey Shaitan, not to listen to Shaitan? Innahu lakum aduwwum mubeen. Wo khula dushman hai tumhara. And in fact, he is your open enemy. Even without me telling you, his enmity is so open, he makes you do the most wrong things, and which bring to complete humiliation and destruction on a person. And I even warned you that don't follow him. He is your worst and open enemy. And what you should do in return, instead of that, wani'buduni, or ye ke pooj mujhko, and you should worship only me. I'm your well-wisher. I've promised you, if you obey my commands, everything of the best in this dunya also. And you can't imagine what I will give you in the qabr and on the day of qiyamah and forever in Jannah. I am your well-wisher. I am the one who has created you. I provide for you. Your life is in my control. So worship only me. It's logical also that he from whom we get everything, we must turn to him and be obedient to him. And that was the command of Allah especially. هذا صراط مستقيم. Yeh rahe seedi. This is the straight path. And I've shown you that straight path that will take you to the greatest enjoyments of Jannah. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. اور وہ بہکا لے گیا تم میں سے بہت خلقت کو. But Shaitan has made a huge party of yours to go astray. Like a whole mountain, people, he made them to go astray. Don't you still see that he's your enemy? You're still listening to him? How many families have been ruined? How many homes have been destroyed? How many people's health has gone down the gutters with alcohol, with drugs, and you still listen to Shaitan? How many illicit affairs and homes have broken up? Children have become delinquents, and you still follow and do the wrong things which Shaitan tell you? أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُ تَعَقِلُونَ پھر کیا تم کو سمجھ نہ تھی. Haven't you got any senses in you? Haven't you got any brains and you still listen to Shaitan? Quran, be obedient to Allah, listen to Him, make sabr, and see what enjoyments you will get forever and ever. So Allah Ta'ala has made the two parts very clear, and the day of Qiyamah is definitely going to come, and we will face that day. Wa akhiru da'wana.